Montana and northern Wyoming's the mighty 790 KGHL.
Hello again, everybody. Taylor Brown here on KGHL as we continue our Ag Appreciation Week coverage and talking to some of the leaders in agriculture here in the Billings area about their thoughts as we celebrate the importance of agriculture this week. One of the guys we wanted to catch up with was Al McCormick there at Beartooth Bank. Al is a fellow that's been a member of our Chamber Ag Committee for many, many years and continues to stay very active. Even though he's a bank president now and lots of other things on his plate, he continues to stay engaged. And I guess the first thing I want to talk to you about, Al, is how you feel we're doing this week. It's all different with the COVID thing, but how do you think we're doing with this Chamber Ag Appreciation week-long celebration?
Taylor, first, thanks for letting me come on with this. And I'm glad to see that the Ag Chamber and the Chamber of Commerce has decided to do the recognition and continue this program in light of all the COVID. So it makes it important to let the people know in the community that we still support agriculture as the Ag Chamber, and we definitely want to continue that. And a shout-out goes to Karen Yost for being this year's recipient. It's kind of exciting.
You mentioned Karen Yost, who is our honoree this year as our Ag Appreciation winner. And as you know, a year ago when we did that, you were the person that was in the spotlight, and we got to do it in front of a banquet, in front of all your friends and your associates. Karen doesn't quite get that, but instead we've got her all over the media for the last month or so. But a lot of things have changed for you since last year, just since a year ago when we honored you at the banquet at the Metra.
Yes, it has, Taylor. It's been very fortunate for me. I've got an opportunity to be the market president for Beartooth Bank, and we've merged with a company that is much larger than us and provides us that assistance that we can really help the commercial and the ag customers to get through these times, and it's been great. I also got a chance to be elected to the Montana Bankers Association Board of Directors, the statewide organization that has given me some new insights on the legislature and the state as a whole, and it's interesting, and you always enjoy being a part of it.
We're talking to Al McCormick, the market president for Beartooth Bank and last year's Billings Chamber of Commerce honoree. I think, Al, one of the things I wanted to just mention, you took over being a bank president, you took over the head of a statewide organization, and you're still involved in the Chamber Ag Committee. You're still involved in the NILE, which you were a past president of NILE a few years ago. How does a person find time to do all those things, and why is it so important that they do engage like that?
Well, Taylor, when I started out years ago, I had a boss then that said, your community is only as good as you want to make it. And I've kept that in mind, and you got to find time, you balance it out, because if you don't, you lose touch with your community, and you it's important. You just, if you want to see the community grow and be a part of it, you have to be involved, and it's very important. I can't stress that enough to this next generation coming in, that they've got to find that time.
During this Ag Appreciation Week, we're talking to Al McCormick at Beartooth Bank. And what about the condition facing agriculture in general now? Not getting terribly specific here, but tell me what you feel about the strength of this overall economy.
Yeah, Taylor, I think you hit it on the head. What we're seeing, we're in the heart of renewal season here at the bank. And, you know, the cattle market, it kind of had a yo-yo in the market there. If you could catch the right swings, there was some decent money to be made there, but a lot of people were able to sign up, and we call it the CFAP payments that were through FSA. They helped tremendously just to gap that shortfall, that if there was one there. And the wheat price, yes, amazing what it's done. And one of the things that we've been able to do with that is that we were fortunate to have good wheat yields around. I mean, Taylor, I was on a place this summer, 90 bushel dryland wheat.
Wow.
I've never seen anything like it. And the varieties that are coming out and the research, I'm on the research advisory board out of Southern Ag Research Center. You're seeing that the research and the varieties and the technology that says we can raise above average yields on average moisture, and so that helps a lot too. And the sugar beets, they didn't get them all out of the ground, but what they did get out of the ground, they've been getting compensated and paid for them, which has helped a lot. But got a little ways to go, but people are excited. Beet seeds being bought. We're gearing up for 2021.
Well, Al, thank you for all you're doing. Last year's Ag Excellence Award winner. Thank you for coming on the program with us today. Al McCormick at Beartooth Bank, our guest today during Ag Appreciation Week.
Western Ranch Supply supplies the best power tools made in the USA. Western Ranch Supply is partnered with DeWalt, helping farmers and ranchers get the job done. Offering 20-volt max...